Is it working or? Okay, thank you.
List of name of, to check if your name is inside, right? Yes, if you send me email, because I don't know your name, if you send me email, I will check. Okay. Of course. But if you're going for IMT 1003, that is this room. Yeah. But if you're going for another course, that is might be another room. You understand? Yes. Okay.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for reminder. Better? Okay. So welcome to this introduction course to IT operations and information security. And this course, you may notice that we have 10 ECTS. So we officially start from today and will end at the very last week of November. So through this period, we will work together. I also have two teaching assistants. We work together to go through all the courses, lectures, and practicals. Sometimes we'll invite some external experts to give you special, we call that guest lectures as well, to focus on some specific fields of this course. And the purpose of this course, as you are the first year of this bachelor program of IT operation or information security, I think the purpose of this course is to provide you very basic concept, knowledge, methodology, and also very important, the whole mindset of IT operation and the information security. So that means we are not going for very complicated technical skills. We are not going for very high-level scientific, advanced scientific research topics. We are not going for complicated hacking tools or tricks in this course. You may notice some of them. You may notice we are going to use the platform called Blackboard. And also, this is the first year we all use this Blackboard as a teaching and learning platform. So to be honest, I'm very beginner to this platform. And if you are skilled, if you have a good experience, want to share with me and all the others, please let me know. We can teach each other. And you may notice that I already specified the three parts for this course, and the first part will be the May lecture. And we have May textbook called Principles of Information Security, this book, and currently we use this fifth edition. And I also provide you some slides provided by the first edition, which is the older one. So the second part of the course will be some practical aspects, which will count roughly one-third of your working amount. So by those practicals, we will learn some very basic handy tools like command line or network communication skills, how to use this PKI, or how to secure your online cloud services, for example. And the third part, as I mentioned, will be the special topics. We will invite some guest lecturers to give you some insight on specific fields. And today we have also two parts. We have two teaching hours. The first 40 minutes, I will give you an introduction to this course. So it is a practical information, how you can learn this course in a more efficient way. And the next teaching hour, I will invite my colleague, Christopher, and he will give you the first guest lecture for this course in the semester, which will be around IT operation and information security in a daily basis, right? Or something like that. And yes. First, about myself, my name is Bian Yang. I'm the course coordinator. I will be responsible for the whole course for you for this semester. And before, I have the title of associate professor. Since 2 years ago, I had been here in NISLAB working as postdoc researchers for EU projects for 7 years, even before I was a research engineer in media security aspects back to 10 years ago in China. And I got a PhD in media security in year 2005. And also you can find my contacts here. And my office is in A113. If you see me sitting there, you are welcome to knock my door to raise your questions, or you want to discuss some topics with me. And anyway, you can at any time send me questions to my email. In addition to me, we have two teaching assistants this semester for this course. How are you doing? He will take care of the practical parts. And Kali, she will give you general advice to this course. And also she will assist me in the assignment work, will help me to review your coursework submission and give you some feedback. About the plan for invited or guest lectures. So today we will have Christopher to give us the first guest lecture, and in the following couple of months, we will have different experts in different fields, like Slobodan and Ernst are my colleagues. We'll give you some topics, very technical aspects. And Knut Lindling will give you a presentation about standard information security. He's the head of the standard NORC. And also we might plan another couple of guest lectures focus on some emergent or hot topics like cryptocurrency or ransomware. We will see if we can have some time to plan them. The first thing you should pay attention, of course, is the course description. You can find these two versions online. And I think I will encourage you to read it carefully, especially the evaluation part, which is very important for you, right? Basically, we will have two parts for evaluation. The first part is the course paper submission. So each student in this course will be required to submit two course papers. And besides that, you are going to attend the written exam at the end of the semester. And the motivation of the course, as I mentioned, we provide this course for you for better understanding the basic, very basics of IT operation and information security. And this is the information about our reference book, or say textbook. And we have this course for many years. We use this textbook for many years. So we have some slides provided by the first edition, as I mentioned. I can share these slides with you because the slides are directly provided by the publisher with very rich information about the textbook. That means basically you don't have to buy a textbook. So the slides can provide you sufficient information, at least for the evaluation. But still, I will encourage you, if you have money or some resource, you can borrow or buy or even an older version or a second copy of this fifth edition, because currently our course are based on this edition. Some people also notice that we have a newer version from this year. We don't have this book yet. I have sent a request to our bookstore to buy one. So hopefully from next year we will use it. About the lecture, this is the structure of our lecture, also the structure of this textbook. So basically we have the introduction and followed by a security investigation phase. We have those two chapters, the need for security and the legal issues. That gives you some reasons why we need information security. And then followed by the part security analysis. So after you know the significance, the importance of information security, you also need to figure out what could be the challenge nowadays we are facing in the field of information security. So we will find some answers from these two chapters. And after you figure out the state of art, you might need to think about the next step. What is the next step? That is the logical and the physical design of solutions. We always need some solutions, security controls, to cope with the threats. And if we map all these contents, of course, after that we have task for implement and also to maintain the system we developed. So if we want to map all this content into a logic chain, so the logic chain will begin with the first question, what is information security? You will get some answer from the first chapter. So what could be the next question? Why? Yes, why it matters? Yes. So we answer. We need to find the answer why it matters and why we need it. And in the next 1 hour, I believe Christoph can share more experience to explain this, why we need it. And what could be the next phase? Next question. How it was structured? Yeah, could be. Yes, that is through some phase of analysis. Or we say, what is the state of art? How other people are dealing with these challenges, right? Before you want to tackle this challenge, you should be crystally clear how other people deal with challenges. So that is state of art. You make analysis. And followed by the solution. How to reach a solution. Then we will depth into some details, technical details. And of course, implementation and the testing is also very important. And the last but not least is the maintenance, which sometimes are ignored by some people. But a good maintenance procedure workflow will be always good for enhancing your system's performance in terms of cost, for example. And we talk about the backboard. And this semester we have to use this. This is obligatory for all of us, for teachers, for the students to use this platform, Blackboard. And how many of you have already tried this? Okay, most of them. Great. So you see here, we have a login. So I try to log in. Not very efficient at this moment, but let's see if I can Yes, I have already a page here. So if you log in, you will have this course front page. It is not so beautiful on the looking now for the moment because I had just some time during weekends to add some here. But I believe the information provided here now are sufficient for you to learn about how you can make more efficient learning process from this course. You will find the introduction orientation session here. It'll give you information about course description, all the learning materials, and the timetable here. And the content of guest lectures, information about assignment, frequent asked questions, and our texts. And I believe you found a lot of information from here. Learnings material. Currently, we have this five folders. First folder, lecture. Last night, I just uploaded the slides there. And after this session, Christopher will also send me his presentation. I will also upload it here. Practicals, the practicals, the first practical will start from next week, next Thursday in the afternoon. And before that, Audrey, our teaching assistant, will also upload the material there. And quite important is this link, course paper template and the sample papers. Because as I mentioned, you are required to submit two course papers. And here you can find a template. The template has already been formatted to the IEEE format, which is required for your paper. So if you use the template, you have no worry about this format issues. And we provide both LaTeX and the Microsoft Word versions. Also, I attached some paper samples. Currently, I have four samples from the year before. They are all real papers submitted to this course by the students, and they are graded with A or B, so could be a good reference for you. And the reference reading. Here they are not obligatory material for you to read, but some information, if you are available in your spare time, you are encouraged to read some of them. At least they can provide good reference for your course paper writings. Frequent asked questions. Actually, I just composed these 8 questions in the morning. I will continuously update them. If you have some questions, which I believe they are very representative from all the students, I will add it here as well. So before you send me any questions, course questions, or technical questions, just go through these facts first. These are different contents under the space learning material here in Blackboard. Here I also released the specification of the course paper submission. And currently you can see the first one. We will have two rounds of submission. I will give you more information in my slides. Yes, we talk about this. About assignment. So the assignment will be two course papers. You need to submit them two rounds to the Blackboard through the two links. Currently, you can see the first link. So what are these papers about? You should choose two topics or two aspects from this list. I list the four aspects about information and cybersecurity. So the first aspect is the juristic and ethic aspects. So basically, it is about the juristic and legal aspects of information security. The second aspect is the technical aspects. The third one, organizational aspects, and the first one, cultural aspects. So if you do not understand what is the meaning of these different aspects, no worry for the moment. You will learn them gradually through our lectures. The specification is you choose only two of these four aspects, and you write two papers. Okay, about our timetable. Officially, you have this link. You have all the information about our course, time, practicals time, and guest lectures time, and also their locations via this link. Seems we have some problem in connection. Okay, quickly I switch to my laptop. Okay, just need a little bit of patience. So anyway, from this link, you can get the official timetable. But however, if you anyone have look at this, it's not really well planned, or the user experience is not so good. So I generate this table for you, so you can get the information about our guest lectures, our main lectures, practice, and niche lectures. By the way, I forgot this part. NIST lectures are also official part of this course, so all of you are required to be there. Basically, we invite some external expert in one specific field of information security, and we invite them to visit here and give presentations. And this will be part of official lectures as well. Besides that, we have a Facebook group, so you are welcome to join, and we can exchange some messages and information about the course. You can ask questions, I give you answers, and we can also have free discussions there. But this is not obliged, this is optional. As I mentioned, this lecture, it is a part of your lecture, so you are required to be there. And normally we have this time, noon time, from 12:15 to 1 o'clock each Friday of last week of each month. So this week is the last week of this month, August. So we will have this coming Friday, have this first NIST lecture given by my colleagues Simon, Gauta, and Stig Flute. The topic will be our cybersecurity challenge from the perspective of a game. So some of you may know Simon. If we talk about Simon, we have this impression of a game. Yeah, the location will be the next room, K105. And optionally, on each Friday, except this NIST lecture Friday, we might have a NIST seminar, which will be given by our internal staffs, like master students, PhD, and postdoc researchers. And the location will be in the coffee room, in the kitchen of the A building, just opposite to my office. You may find this instruction about the course paper here. Okay, well, this link, you can download this zip file. If you open this, you found the two folders and the one Word document. The two folders, the first one is about the IEEE format templates. The second one is the instruction about how you can formulate your course paper. It is in a LaTeX format, so here you can find a content of this PDF here. Just read this instruction closely and follow the steps to prepare your course papers. And here, this PDF was generated by this LaTeX, so you can use this text file to write your paper. And if you are not get used to this, you can also use the Microsoft template just now you see in the zip file packets. Pay attention to this deadline for the first round submission for these two papers. It will be 23rd of October. You may have this question, should I or may I change the topic? For example, for the first round submission, you choose two aspects or two topics for these two aspects. May you change the topic for the next round? For example, just found some topic suddenly appear, pumps up in your mind, you think they are quite interesting, then you have this flexibility to change. However, I have to warn you that we have very limited time to, if you want to avoid the last minute rush to the final submission, you should make a plan as early as possible. Besides this first round submission, you are required to present the two papers, the ideas, and then I will give you some feedback and explanation of the comments on the submissions. So the presentations will be planned on the 2 weeks, week 43 and 44. So each of you can book 5 minutes time slot to present your ideas and give your feedback. And around 3 or 4 weeks before this presentation time, I will publish a Google Doc so you can choose your time slot you want to fit there. The second round submission will be the final submission for evaluation. The deadline will be 27th of November. About the written exam, the date will be 11th of December. You will have 3 hours to finish all the questions. Roughly will be the case that two-thirds of questions will be multi-choice, and the two-thirds will be the lecture part, and the one-third will be from the practical part. There will be a combination of multi-choice questions and the long questions. You need to write something there. The final grade will be a fused grade of the two parts. So first I gave two grades, first grade for your course paper and the second grade for your written exam, and then the university will have some automatic algorithm to fuse the two grades to the final one. Two things I want to emphasize. The first thing, you submit two papers, but I will use the best one. For example, if you paper one, you get a grade A, the other one you get a C, then the grade for your course paper will be A. But there will be some bonus here. If both of your papers are graded with A, then I will give one grade more to the final grade. For example, if you get only D from your written examination, then this time you have double A from your course paper, then I can give a D to your written exam. So this is a bonus to encourage you to pursue the excellence for both papers. I will not go to the details of this pipeline. It is evaluation protocol. Today we publish the task, and we have the first round submission on 23rd of October, presentation on the week 43 and 44, the final submission 27th of November, and we'll have this written exam on 11th of December. And you have to go through all the these tasks and finish and qualify for all of them to get your final evaluation grade. About the criterion, how I and another external expert will grade your course paper. This is a guidance for you. So just pay attention to this criterion. We will grade your course papers based on two aspects. The first aspect will be scientific value. Will account for 70% of the percent of the grade. And the second aspect will clarity and the text quality in description, that is presentation quality, will account for the remaining 30%. Inside the scientific values, specifically, I mean, for example, what is the problem? You should have a clear statement. That will count 15%. Why it matters? 10%. How to solve it? The state of art, how other people solve the problem, 25%. This is a big portion just because I encourage you to have this training for literature survey, for survey from different interviews or from physical face-to-face investigation. Then you capture the status of the problem. And what could be your opinion or solutions? If you can propose any innovative solutions from your side, you can also get a high scores from this part, 20%. And under the clarity and the text quality criterion, you can find the clarity in descriptions count 20%, and the quality is in terms of format, sentence typos count the remaining 10%. About the written exam evaluation, as I mentioned, there will be a combination of multiple choices, questions and long questions, and it will be from lectures and practicals as well. So before I conclude this first introduction hour, I want to invite you to take a look at this video clip. Just a small motivation for you to pursue this career of information security. and 10 IT security jobs and the salaries. And yeah, impressive, right? But just a reminder, that is in US. But anyway, you can use this as a good argument to negotiate your salary in the future with your Norwegian boss. And this is a short message about I captured from Norway today, a English news website in Norway. They said, researchers predict a lack of personnel with data security skills. They say, by 2030, our society will demand 15,000 people with data security expertise, while the same year's access to that education will be only 11,000. So we see this huge gap, and I would expect you yourself to fill this gap, or you can take the role to educate even younger people to follow this career. So thank you for the first teaching hour, and we will have a break, 10 minutes break between 11 and 11:10. After that, Christopher will give you the first guest lecture for this course. And before that, we have 5 minutes. I invite our course teaching assistant, Alduin, to introduce himself to you, and also about, or maybe some information about the practicals. Yeah. Alduin?
Jeg heter Audun Huseby. Jeg har praktisk del av det kurset her. Så målet med det kurset å lære dere litt Linux og systemadministrasjon av Linux-bokser og noen sikkerhetsaspekter, noen utvalgte sikkerhets... hva skal jeg si... enkelt ja. Ja, vi skal se litt blant annet på e-post spoofing, passordhåndtering og ja, forskjellige andre ting som er mer praktisk rettet i forhold til det kurset som Bjørn har da, som er litt mer teoretisk. Så det følger mye av det samme pensumet som Bjørn allerede har tenkt å gå gjennom. Så, ja. Ja. Målet at, fordi senere i studieprogrammet deres kjenner dere sikkert til å komme bort i andre emner som er mer praktisk rettet, og da er den forkunnskapen ganske grei å ha med seg. Så det er det som er målet med det, min del av det her kurset. Så. Hvis ingen har noen flere spørsmål da, så setter jeg over til Bjørn igjen.
Hi, I'm Carrie. I've just finished a bachelor degree in information security, and I'm now studying information security on a master level. I will join Pyongyang reading the assignments, so that will be my job here, I guess. I will notify you every Friday of the next week's lecture, for example. Yeah.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Martin. And before one second. Before we have this short break, may I take a picture of you, and also welcome to joining, so that I can update the picture on our Facebook group. But if you are not, if you don't like this idea, I can just in a later phase to put some mosaic on your face.